You may notice that we do a lot of bowing around here. We're bowing down to the Buddha because he has us respect something within ourselves that's worthy of respect, our desire for true happiness. A happiness harms no one, and a happiness that lasts. The world would have us respect other things and say that true happiness like that is impossible. But the Buddha said, no, it is possible. He showed through his example. He taught it to others. They could find the same happiness within themselves. So now we can take advantage of those teachings. Don't you pay respect to him? You're opening your heart to your own desire for true happiness. You realize that it's worth a lot of effort to find it. And it does take effort. It's not just something you dip into every now and then. There's a path of generosity, virtue, meditation. The path, though, is all good things. It's not the case that it saves all of its rewards to the end. Like right now, as you're meditating, you can breathe with a sense of ease, the mind can settle down. And for the time being, it can put aside all of its thoughts about the world. Be here with a sensation of the breath, energy in the body. Trying to get sensitive to where it flows, where it doesn't flow well. And what you can do to open up the channels so that relax the patterns of tension in the body so the breath energy flows well. There's a sense of well-being that comes this way. When you're coming from a sense of well-being that's solid inside like this, then you look at the world outside and the things that need to be done. And one, you can see more clearly what needs to be done. And then you have the strength to do it. So it's a good path to be on. As the chant we have says, it's good in the beginning, good in the middle, good in the end. Good when you learn about it is inspiring teaching. As you practice it, it's good. And then the goal that it takes you to is something extraordinary, the total end of suffering. That too is available to us. That too is possible. And again, the world tends to direct our attention to other places, to buy their things, to believe their beliefs. So you want to keep in mind the fact that this happiness is possible, and it is something that you can dedicate your life to if you want to. Nobody's forcing you. The Buddha, of course, was not a god that forced anything on anybody. But he was an expert. He found the way to true happiness. So it's good to open our hearts to his words so we can get a sense of what possibilities we have inside ourselves, possibilities that are worthy of respect, too. So when you're bowing down to the Buddha, you're bowing down to the good things within yourself, your good potentials within yourself, in hopes that they'll grow.